State Examinations Commission. Leaving Certificate Applied. 2011. Social Education. Section A. Oral Test. You will hear a recording of a report. This report focuses on the issue of alcohol abuse in the home. There are two parts to this report. After hearing each part of the report, you will be given time to answer the questions as instructed. First playing. You will hear the entire report. This will give you a general idea of what the report is about. Second playing. You will only hear part one. Listen carefully, as you will hear this only once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 1 to 5. Third playing. You will only hear part 2. Again, listen carefully, as you will only hear this once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 6 to 9. Fourth playing. You will hear the entire report. You should then answer question 10, which will be spoken on the recording, after which you will be given time to write your answer. You will now hear the full report. There is space for notes in your answer book.
My name is Orla. I began drinking at 17. But it was as I got older that my drinking pattern changed. I got married and had 3 children. When my youngest went to school, I returned to work. Life became more pressurised. I began having a glass of wine in the evenings to relax. As time went on, I was drinking more frequently and in larger amounts. I told myself that I was only drinking wine, and because this is such an acceptable drink, I didn't believe it to be a problem. I could have drunk 2 and sometimes 3 bottles of wine a night. Not cheap wine, so I thought I was rather sophisticated. Wine became part of my weekly and sometimes daily shopping, like bread, milk and cereal. I appeared externally to be functioning. I picked the kids up from school. I held down a job. I ran the house. But no one knew the chaos that was going on internally. The constant feelings of inadequacy, the strain of keeping my drinking under control, and the guilt. Eventually, I decided to go for an assessment and help. I am now sober. I realise that I need to stay sober for myself, my children, and my husband. Attending regular AA meetings and keeping in touch with my sponsor gives me the tools to stay sober.
New World wines, which are higher in alcohol, and larger wine glasses, are all creating a culture of overindulgence in alcohol. There is a belief that a few glasses of wine at home are harmless. There is no stigma attached to the women who drink 1 or 2 bottles in a night, despite the fact that a bottle of wine could contain between 9 and 10 units of alcohol. We live in a stressful world where increasingly women are reaching for a bottle of wine after work to relieve this stress or to solve their problems. It is easy to slip into a pattern of drinking where one glass leads to 2 and then on to a bottle and so on. The long-term damage to health from drinking is very serious, and women are at a greater risk than men due to the physical differences between them. It's simple, we get drunk more quickly and damaged more quickly. Some women are what we term functioning alcoholics. That is, they are able to carry on daily life, juggling kids and work, and appear to be coping, but children are affected. They hear the arguments, worry about the drinking, and feel the anxiety. Some children will hide what is going on at home to protect their parents. Others are forced to take on the role of parent and find themselves on Sunday evenings getting uniforms ready and packing school bags. the impact of parental alcohol abuse has a devastating effect on all the family. Figures for the number of women presenting for treatment for alcoholism in Ireland have increased. Experts predict that if this increase continues, then the number of women going for treatment will equal that of men.
You will now hear part one of the report. Please read questions 1 to 5. You have 1 minute.
My name is Orla. I began drinking at 17, but it was as I got older that my drinking pattern changed. I got married and had 3 children. When my youngest went to school, I returned to work. Life became more pressurised. I began having a glass of wine in the evenings to relax. As time went on, I was drinking more frequently and in larger amounts. I told myself that I was only drinking wine. And because this is such an acceptable drink, I didn't believe it to be a problem. I could have drunk 2 and sometimes 3 bottles of wine a night. Not cheap wine, so I thought I was rather sophisticated. Wine became part of my weekly and sometimes daily shopping, like bread, milk and cereal. I appeared externally to be functioning. I picked the kids up from school. I held down a job. I ran the house. But no one knew the chaos that was going on internally. The constant feelings of inadequacy, the strain of keeping my drinking under control, and the guilt. Eventually, I decided to go for an assessment and help. I am now sober. I realise that I need to stay sober for myself, my children, and my husband. Attending regular AA meetings and keeping in touch with my sponsor gives me the tools to stay sober.
Please answer questions 1 to 5 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left.